40 West 18 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. All the information you need, live and local.
KVOE, good morning, 728, 55 degrees, cloud cover, a little bit of fog and some heavy mist out there this morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment's brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
Hey, KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the sixth day of the month of May. Cloud cover, some mist, and 55 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock, First Friday Art Walk director and founder. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Always good to talk to you because it's normally talking about a Friday, and that's a positive thing. And we always get to talk about the First Friday Art Walk, which is another positive thing. And let's talk about, I don't know if this is the Friday First Friday Art Walk or the First Friday Marathon you have going on this weekend, Kayla.
You are not kidding. We have 20 venues on the Passport this month. I think I'm going to have to change the format from like a half sheet of paper to like a scroll so I can fit them all on there.
Scroll would actually be pretty artistic, I think, honestly.
So,
right? Yeah.
Let's start with the presenting venue here this evening, Kayla.
Absolutely. So our presenting venue this month is the Trolley House Distillery. Michelle Williams will have jewelry for sale there. It is gorgeous. It would make a perfect Mother's Day present. They are located at 502 South Commercial. So you're going to want to kind of develop a plan for this month. I would suggest starting at Trolley House. They're having buy one, get one free soft pretzels. You can get a cocktail and then head, downtown and finish up. So, next we have Chia Meets. Stephanie Thompson has a photography show there. The Emporia Arts Center is hosting Gary O'Donnell. There are going to be three stops at ESU this month. The Art Ed Senior Show is in the Memorial Union. There's going to be a continuation of the painting project from February in King Hall. And then the ESU Graphic Design Senior Show is also in King Hall. Elizabeth Tate will be at the Granada Coffee Company, ESU Print Guild at Gravel City Adventure. Barbara Theris is at Gravel City Roasters. David Banks makes beautiful leather work. He'll be at L&L Pets. There's a really cool community collaborative mural project at the Lyon County History Center facilitated by Christina Carbray. Garrett Duncan is going to be at Mike's Attic. The From the Collection show is still up at Mulready's Pub. This will be the last month to see that. Floor Widmar is at Plum Bazaar. This is also a really cool new thing. St. Andrew's Church is joining the art walk, and JD's pizza food truck will be parked in the parking lot there. You can grab some pizza. They have opened their parish hall, so you can go in and sit down and eat. Tina Barrett will be playing some live music in the parish hall. Excuse me. And David Mai will also have some ceramics available.
Wow.
And we're almost done. I'm getting there. Okay. Cheryl Unruh and Tracy from Metal Arc Press will be at Sweet Granada. Oliver Parrish is going to be at the Dusty Trail Gift Shop. Trax Gallery and Gifts is hosting a self-portrait show called Reflections. And Flint Hills Graphic Design Senior Show is going to be at Twin Rivers Winery. And finally, at Bolt Meats and Cheeses, there will be another photography show by Sarah McGreedy.
Whew. Well, that's enough to keep you busy.
Well,
that'll take you Friday
list.
Evening right there, huh?
Yeah.
So give us the routine. It starts, what, at 5?
Yep, absolutely. Everything starts at 5 o'clock. You can pick up a passport at any of those locations. The passport will tell you what artist is where and what specials are happening and their addresses. and you just kind of bebop around to all the places that you want to go to and get your passport stamped and then turn it in at the end of the art walk at 9 o'clock. You can be entered, you'll be entered in to win a prize. The prize this month is a $50 gift certificate from Trolley House Distillery and two Trolley House t-shirts of your choice. And I just want to mention that this month's art walk is sponsored by Williams Automotive. They are our first platinum donor of the 2022 partnership drive that we just launched. So be looking in your mailboxes for those packets coming out. They're going to be hard to miss.
Great stuff.
Wow. Outstanding.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, yeah, enough there to, that's a lot kind of digest, but I'll tell you what, take your pick. Mm-hmm. 20 venues on the month of May, First Friday Art Walk here in Emporia. So good stuff. Candle, thank you much. You're going to have a busy night.
Yep, I'm getting ready.
Rest up.
All right, Kayla, thanks.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Kayla Mock, director of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. A busy walk. You're going to have to maybe jog to get through everything tonight, huh?
You might have to, and there might actually be some sprinting. You never know. We'll see. Want to let you know that most of our newsmaker slots are still open for next week, so we'll be filling Mondays here before the morning is out. But if you want one of those positions here during the weekday slots, Monday through Friday, call us at 620-342-1400. Shoot us an email to kvwe@kvwe.com. We do have Tuesday's newsmaker, so we'll announce that. Jan Briggs and Nancy Standiford will give us an early preview of the Reading Tornado Trot.
KVOE Live and Local, and our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpie Chicken House, 736, 55 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Chris Gordon and John North Ford Nissan. Still